Now, this is the summary of the first quarter, and we have 16% growth in net sales. And we have a 14% decrease in operating income and 25% increase in total operating expenses. And then we have a net 9% increase if currency exchange rates used for 22 were applied for the first quarter of 23. And on a pre-GAAP basis, we have these numbers, and it's a negative number for the operating income. But you may remember, but in the first quarter, in regard to software, there are certain situations, and after the second quarter, there will be changes. So compared to the first quarter, we have these situations. And well, our guidance has not changed in terms of increased sales as well as income. Next, here are the pre-GAAP numbers, and in the first quarter, you may wonder why we have a decrease from the fourth quarter, but we are seeing that the expenses are still high, and in that sense, we have seen that the income ratio has gone down. But as the net sales increases, then we will see changes taking place. And this is net sales growth by region. And we see growth in all of the regions, especially in Europe and EMEA. And as described here, last year, in regard to the deferred revenue, for last year, there was 988 million, which should have been recognized as sales, but we have this coming in the first quarter, and so therefore, it may seem a bit high here. But if we exclude that, then it would be a negative 3%. And here's the situation if currency rates were of 22 were applied for 23. And then this is by segment. You can see by consumer and enterprise. Here is the breakdown. And then in terms of pre-GAAP sales, now we had a major impact because of the currency exchange rates. And within this, there had been price increases as of the 1st of April. So before that, there was demand that came about. And this was about approximately 1 billion yen worth. If we exclude that, then it was about 7 or 8% growth. So in the second quarter, we have some that were included in the first quarter. And so if we consider about the second quarter, then compared to the previous year, it may be a negative result. Meanwhile, for the Americas, we have this negative number. You may be wondering why it's minus 10%, but we'll be showing you the numbers about this. Overall, when it comes to the cloud operations, there is a decrease in AWS activity, and so that we have seen a decrease as well. And in the Americas, the cloud-related sales was quite high, and so it has been impacted. And we see continued good growth in Japan. Meanwhile, when it comes to the consumer and the enterprise situation, we see here the pre-GAAP results. And you can see here in Japan, the consumer side is high, and this will be touched upon in Mr. Omikawa's presentation. And there's also beyond device security services that is doing quite well, as well as our traditional business. And this is the active customer count. The flow has not changed that much. We see growth in the subscription channel. And here are the ARR numbers. As for the numbers, the ARR is calculated And when we create the budgets, we are converting the numbers. And so therefore the numbers are slightly different from last year. However, overall we see a similar growth rate. And in that sense, these numbers can be used. And there's also a 25% increase. You may be pointing out this number, but there has been a decrease in investments and there has been the impact of this felt in this area. There is not much to comment about this area, but in terms of the expenses, between the fourth quarter to the first quarter, we see this usually a decrease in the expenses, but we have the wages which has not been impacted that much. So compared to last year's first quarter, the expenses had increased last year in the second quarter. So we're looking forward to increased net sales in the second quarter. And this is the cash flow situation. There's nothing to comment here. As for the headcount, this has been mentioned last year, but we see an increase in the headcount, but we have reduced churn rate. And so there had been a net increase last year, but we're not trying to intentionally decrease the headcount this year. We have reduced the rate of recruiting compared to last year because we were able to hire. And here's the breakdown of the headcount. But we have not frozen the recruiting activities. But we will not be recruiting as much as last year. And here is non-operating items. One comment. We have the equity method applied. The equity method is applied, and because of that, we have to take into account the situation there. And there's nothing to comment on the balance sheet. And here is the highlights and the lowlights. For the highlights, we're seeing strong growth continue in Europe and AMEA, and both consumer and enterprise business has seen healthy growth. And also in Japan, this is a highlight for Q1, but there was pre-booking of renewal revenues due to price increase. As for the lowlights, already as mentioned, there's a slowdown in ARR because of the situation of the subscription business, and there's a overall slowdown in cloud operations, and this has impacted the situation in the Americas, and we're seeing a decrease in revenues. And that's my explanation. And the projection for this fiscal year is unchanged. And with that, I would like to close off my presentation, and I would like to answer any other questions that you may have later on. Thank you very much.